Chapter 1. You're joking. No, actually, I'm not, my boss said and slapped the folder into my hands. You leave tomorrow morning, and I don't want to see your hairy ass till this is solved. I looked wildly around her office for something to lob at her head. It occurred to me that might not be the best of ideas, but desperate times led to stupid measures. She could not do this to me. I'd worked too hard, and I wasn't going back. Ever. First of all, my ass is not hairy except on a full moon, and you're smoking crack if you think I'm going back to Georgia. Angela crossed her arms over her ample chest and narrowed her eyes at me. Am I your boss? She asked. Is this a trick question? She huffed out an exasperated sigh and ran her hands through her spiked do, making her look like she'd been electrocuted. Essie, I am cognizant of how you feel about Hung Island, Georgia, but there's a disaster of major proportions on the horizon, and I have no choice. Where are you sending Clark and Jones? I demanded. New York and Miami. Oh my God, I shrieked. Who did I screw over in a former life that those douches get to go to cool cities, and I have to go home to an island called Hung? Those douches do have hairy asses, and not just on a full moon. You're the only female agent I have that looks like a model, so you're going to Georgia. Period. Fine. I'll quit. I'll open a bakery. Angela smiled, and an icky feeling skittered down my spine. Excellent. I'll let you tell the council that all the money they invested in your training is going to be flushed down the toilet because you want to bake cookies. The council consisted of supernaturals from all sorts of species. The branch that currently held me by the metaphorical balls was WTF, Werewolf Treaty Federation. They were the worst as far as stringent rules and consequences went. The vampires were loosey-goosey, the witches were nuts, and the freaking fairies were downright pushovers, but not the wares. Nope. If you enlisted, you were in for life. It had sounded so good when the insanely sexy recruiting officer had come to our local Care for Your Inner Wear meeting. Training with the best of the best, great salary with benefits, apartment and company car. But the kicker for me was that it was 15 hours away from the hell I grew up in. No longer was I Essie from Hung Island, Georgia. And who in their right mind would name an island Hung? I was Agent Essie McGee of the Chicago WTF. The irony of the initials was a source of pain to most werewolves, but went right over the council's heads due to the simple fact that they were older than dirt and oblivious to pop culture. Yes, I'd been disciplined occasionally for mouthing off to superiors and using the company credit card for shoes, but other than that, I was a damn good agent. I'd graduated at the top of my class and was the go-to girl for messy and dangerous assignments that no one in their right mind would take. I'd single-handedly brought down 3 rogue wares who were selling secrets to the dragons, another supernatural species. The dragons shunned the council, had their own little club and a psychotic desire to rule the world. Several times they'd come close due to the fact that they were loaded and wares from the New Jersey pack were easily bribed, not to mention the fire-breathing thing. I was an independent woman living in the Windy City. I had a gym membership, season tickets to the Cubs, and a gay vampire best friend named Dwayne. What more did a girl need? Well, possibly sex, but the bastard had ruined me for other men. Hank the Tank Wilson was the main reason I'd rather chew my own paw off than go back to Hung Island, Georgia. 6'3" of obnoxious, egotistical, perfect-assed alpha male werewolf. As the alpha of my local pack, he had decided it was high time I got mated. To him. I, on the other hand, had plans. Big ones, and they didn't include being barefoot and pregnant at the beck and call of a player. So I did what any sane, rational woman would do. I left in the middle of the night with a suitcase, a flyer from the hot recruiter, and enough money for a one-way bus ticket to freedom. Of course, nothing ever turns out as planned. The apartment was the size of a shoebox, the car was used and smelled like French fries, and the benefits didn't kick in till I turned 125. We werewolves had long lives. Angela, you really can't do this to me. Should I get down on my knees? I was so desperate I wasn't above begging.